You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, April 16th show. Each week I share expert advice and inside knowledge on how today's events can affect our local economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. You can call the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com. You can talk to myself, your host, or I can get you connected with the guests that I have in studio with me today. And right now we have Dave Wilson with Staging and Designing Network, pulling resources by providing great pricing to members for home furnishing. What an amazing concept. Dave, it's the first time I've had a chance to talk with you. I've had a representation from the company before in studio, but excited to have you here. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here.
And a little bit about Dave. Dave has 20 years in the finance and operations in several high-tech startup companies. He's worked for McCausteller in the early days, spent time working as an auditor at an international CPA firm, recently joined Staging and Network Design Network as their CFO and COO. He also co-owns the PR agency On PR that is focused on consumer technology and enterprise software. Dave is also Seattle area native, a musician, married with four children, and serves on the board of the directors, Helping Hands Ministries International. Dave, again, thanks for taking time to come in and visit me in studio.
Absolutely.
And you guys are definitely doing some unique things over there at Staging Design Networks. Can you talk a little bit about the company and what they offer?
Sure. Very simply, SDN is a network of home stagers who've combined their inventories together into one shared rental pool, allowing greater selection of products and the ability to rent to and from each other. We handle all the logistics of the staging process, both the physical movement and storage of the inventories, but also provide a state-of-the-art website that allows our members to effectively and efficiently select products, set up deliveries and destages, track their inventory. We do it all. We like to say SDN is an elegant marriage of brick-and-mortar logistics with exciting online marketplace technology.
Love it. And you guys have done a lot in our market here in a short period of time. It's pretty exciting to watch the expansion. So home staging, let's talk about that and the importance of that, especially in this market, Dave.
Yeah. Home staging is a growing trend within the real estate industry. And study after study shows that staged homes sell faster. And they sell at a premium. There's a lot of surveys out there. We've looked at several that we use and cite in our business plan. 79% faster sales, according to a real estate staging association survey. 87% faster, according to a survey by the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. And there's numerous studies out there that all point to this growing trend in the real estate industry. And while the statistics vary in terms of what the percentage premium or the faster selling times are, they all paint a compelling picture of the benefits of staging.
Yeah, and I've mentioned before on the show, if you're a seller, it's not about if you're going to get an offer, because in this market, of course, you're going to get an offer. But the question is what price are you going to get? So you want to maximize that price. So, Dave, let's talk about a product, because I know you guys are doing some amazing things on the technology side with how you're putting all this together.
Yeah, our technology is really the secret sauce, we call it. All of our inventory, our members' inventory, is online. It comes into our rental pool. We professionally photograph it, barcode it, put it on our website. And the website is not only just the front end that the members use to select their products, but it tracks the movement of all the inventory, tells us where things are at any point in time, and the stager members can go online at any time, see where their items are at, which items are being rented, what the commissions are that they're earning on the rentals. The physical movement of the inventories all done via barcodes. It's really slick. Any given order might have numerous owners. In fact, it does have numerous owners. All have to be tracked and reported. For example, if a member orders 50 items to be delivered to a particular staging, that order could have 50 different owners of the product that went out. So mm-hmm. our system has to track all that and keep it sorted. This concept of a shared rental pool is kind of a new animal in technology, but we see it with like Airbnb, where people are sharing homes, Uber, people are sharing cars. Mm-hmm. The concepts make sense and it's easy. It's the mechanical aspects behind it, the technology that has to
Well, like
to
you
do
said,
it.
That's the secret sauce. So is a stager not having to hold that inventory and have a place to where people are going to rent that inventory. I mean, it's just perfect. So what other benefits are there for a home stager in being a member of SDN?
Good question. That's actually the part I like the most about staging and design networks. We solve a big business problem that home stagers run into, and that is the storage, movement, mm-hmm. tracking, maintenance, all of the logistics of owning that inventory. Most home stagers get into the business because they have an artistic flair. A lot of them are interior designers. And if you're good, you get more opportunity. With mm-hmm. that opportunity comes growth. And with growth comes
nightmares.
The nightmare, exactly. And they may have started out with a couple houses worth of furniture stuffed in their garage, but now they need five times that to keep mm-hmm. up with their demand. And our founder, Tricia Tomlinson, that's how she got into it. She was staging and could not keep up with the demand. And so she came up with this brilliant idea. Yeah, of let's share. And so then that leads to, well, how do you track once you start sharing? We talked to a very successful local stager a few weeks ago who shared how he, at one point in his growth, had 8 storage facilities peppered around the city. And that's a perfect example of someone reaching a point where they have to decide, am I going to go all in and become a mm-hmm. warehouse inventory manager, or am I going to have someone else handle this? And our warehouse has 30-foot ceilings, wide aisles, bright lights, forklifts, you know.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, give us an idea of what it, you know, what the design center and the back end is.
Yeah, so our design center is adjacent to our warehouse, and so we allow people to come in there, and in the showroom we have a lot of the furniture that we have mm-hmm. available to our members. We also have an interior designer on staff full-time, and she can help people with their staging projects. If they want to custom order fabric on a particular couch, we can do all that. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty impressive. The design center is a great vehicle for our members who have custom design opportunities where they need to tailor a project specifically to what their client wants.
And I have to say, you know, I've personally been there myself, and it's the design center is beautiful. And I really like what, you know, Trista is doing, is she's really, she's bringing in everything. Now you guys have some great educational lunch and learns for your stagers to, you know, power up their business and just really building a community. I want to shift over, because we've talked about the stagers. Roll Tours can also, they're be a member, rent a member, and then they can rent this for less money. Let's talk about the consumer side mm-hmm. and the benefit for a consumer.
Yeah, you don't have to be a stager to join Staging and Design Network. Mm-hmm. You can. We have a lot of walk-in traffic every day. People come in, and if they want to join at the level, there's an annual membership fee. They can become part
Kinda
of
like
that.
Like a Costco.
It's like a Costco. Mm-hmm. You become a member, and then you have access to the favorable pricing. As we've grown, our buying power gets better, so mm-hmm. we can often have furniture and accessories, artwork, you name it, available at pretty good discounts.
Yeah. And so we're talking about on the purchase side.
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And one thing I like, too, about this business model is someone can get into it with no capital outlay.
Yes. So,
say somebody just got out of college with an interior design degree and they want to be a home stager. Mm-hmm. They could join SDN and really start immediately and have access to thousands of pieces of furniture, start mm-hmm. staging homes right away.
Yep.
And so it's a neat business
model. It's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about expansion. Mm-hmm. What's happening there?
We are definitely excited about expanding. We're making great traction. The company's only been in business about 4 years now, and we've experienced over a 70% consolidated annual growth rate. and we see that growth continuing. We have plans to grow into 30 new markets over the next 5 years. There's really no limit we see to the demand that's out there. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping to ride this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Dave, with opportunity, there's always challenge because there's always balance in everything. So what are the challenges that you might be facing with SDN?
You know, one of the big challenges is the demand is cyclical. You guys know, the housing market has ebbs and flows. Right now is a busy time. If you came to our warehouse today, you'd see our trucks leaving with full loads, you know, in the morning,
coming and going,
coming back in the afternoon with these stages. Over the Christmas break, we had to actually bring in a couple container units to put behind our warehouse to put some of the extra stuff that's coming back. Uh-huh. But we have to be able to meet the demand. That's the hardest thing. And it's interesting, anecdotally, we had the people from Paul McCartney's tour who's in town this weekend call us. They wanted to have us stage an area backstage, probably their green room. And we had to actually turn it down because do we want to get one night rental, or do we want to have that inventory available for our people to take out on a job that might last 3 weeks?
So the challenge is having the inventory, but also preparing ahead for when there is an adjustment in the market, because there always is. It's just a matter of when that time might come. So explain how you came to be a part of this amazing company.
You know, it was luck. My next door neighbor runs the Seattle chapter of the Women's Presidents Organization, which is an organization for female-owned businesses, and they meet and share business problems and whatnot. And Tricia belongs to that group, and she put that forward one day to the group that she was looking for a CFO. So. Mm-hmm.
And you're the guy.
Fell right in my lap.
That's awesome. So what do you like best about the company as we wrap things up here?
I like the fact that it's fast growth. You know, as you mentioned up front, I came out of those early Macaw days, and it was just chaotic but controlled growth. And this feels like that in a lot of respects. We have so much opportunity. There's a lot of problems to solve along the way, but it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, you can't have excitement without having problems. Nope. Again, that's the balance of balance of life. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining me in studio. I appreciate it.
Thanks
it was
for
great to have
me.
A chance to meet you face to face, and look forward to having you come back in again.
Thank you.
And thanks to all my guests. It was an amazing show, as it is each week. This is your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. I will be here same time, same place next week, right here on 1150 AM KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone.